For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of a horse, the rider was lost. For want of a rider, the battle was lost. For want of a battle, the kingdom was lost. And all for the want of a horseshoe nail. Imagine, so much depending on such a small thing. Yet right now across America, there are 1 million people using injectable drugs, and some of them are sharing their dirty needles. And so for want of a clean needle, the health of the entire community may be lost. Drug prohibition makes it difficult and expensive to buy needles and syringes, encouraging their reuse and sharing. Most U.S. states have paraphernalia laws that make it a crime to possess and distribute these items. And in addition, 10 states and the District of Columbia have laws or regulations that require a prescription to buy a needle and syringe. But it is estimated that half of all new HIV infections in the U.S. are occurring among injection drug users. For women, 61% of all AIDS cases are due to injection drug use or sex with partners who inject drugs. Injection drug use is the source of infection for more than half of all children born with HIV. In response to this crisis, needle exchange programs have sprung up all across the country, and hundreds of studies have since concluded that needle exchange programs are effective in reducing the spread of HIV infections and hepatitis C, and do not lead to increased drug use among injection drug users or in the general community. That must be why Diane DeLisi, Republican chair of the Texas House Public Health Committee, has promised to prevent a bill that would legalize needle exchange programs in this state from reaching the House floor. Of course, Diane, that would be too much like right. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
This is Nora Callahan with the November Coalition joining the Drug Truth Network. Well, the March on Washington plans are proceeding for August 13, 2005, Lafayette Park from 9 o'clock to 2 p.m. in Washington, D.C. It's just north side of the White House, new developments. There are organizers in cities around the country that are planning for sister gatherings. Seattle is one, and the website at www.journeyforjustice.org will reflect sister rallies by the beginning of next week. We want to urge people who aren't able to travel to D.C. to have demonstrations and gatherings on August 13th where they live, and you can tune in to that website and also november.org. for details about how to plan an event.
I've already bought my tickets. I'll be in D.C. reporting on this event. It's hoped that Pacifica will be providing coverage over our network as well. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.